So there I was about 2009, sitting about 10 feet behind Al Gore, reflecting on how different the real person was, with his ubiquitous cowboy boots, often chewing gum, from the robotic image people had of Gore when he ran for president. When the speaker, the head of the United Nations panel on climate change, started thanking those who'd organized the meeting, and then said, "And let us thank George W. Bush," when I noticed the muscles on Gore's neck seemed to stiffen. The speaker went on, "For freeing Al Gore to do something important." Obviously, he meant freed to lead a global movement to confront the climate crisis. He was, of course, after the momentary chuckle. Absurd, I agree, as President Gore would have used that bully pulpit to make far more progress on climate change, and certainly not have invaded Iraq. But nevertheless, as I listened to Hillary Clinton read her own book, that comment about Gore came to mind. I mean, what happened is that good. Of course, that is also absurd. The vast majority of Americans would love for her to have been too busy to write the book, if only to have been relieved of the daily embarrassment of the Trump administration. But her book really is impressive. And as is usually the case, is barely even recognizable from all those instant reviews and excerpts put out by those looking for quick headlines. In fact, while the book clearly has a cathartic element for Clinton, who is as human as any of us, discusses what she sees as her own failings in the campaign, an argument someone who soundly defeated Trump in that search for the votes of the American people can only apologize so much for. Nevertheless, in so many ways, the book is extraordinarily dispassionate, as if written by some academic rather than the candidate herself. Sure, she takes on the absurdly obsolete Electoral College, a product of the era when the core idea of democracy, popular sovereignty, had not quite taken hold, creating an anachronistic system that tries to balance a medieval sense of territory with the united votes of the American people. And the extraordinarily unprofessional and inconsistent behavior of the then director of the FBI takes a lot of heat also. But as for subjects like Bernie Sanders that early excerpts focused on, Hillary knows full well that the modern Democratic Party has always fought it out between the more New Deal social democratic forces of the American left and those like Bill Clinton, who moved the party closer to the center after losing elections in 1968, 72, 80, 84, and 88. Indeed, the book's supposed animosity against Bernie Sanders is largely a myth. In fact, the book is far more than a campaign memoir, but a memoir of what she learned about America in a lifetime of service, with forays into fantastic subsections on, for example, being a woman in politics that could easily have been a fine book in itself. No, indeed, the book is not so much about why she lost the election, but recent trends in America that made a presidential race against a candidate so absolutely unqualified educationally, professionally, or temperamentally, one with a history of racism, sexism, and financial fraud, even close. And in that context, the longer trends within the American media establishment, from the herd mentality to follow the least sophisticated, most sensational elements of any news cycle, to the emergence of incredibly popular and easily manipulatable social media platforms. But she reserves her major fire for the ever so well documented effort by America's longtime nemesis, Russia, and its dictatorial leader, Vladimir Putin, to ever so obviously undermine his long-term foe, Hillary Clinton, whose criticism of Putin's destruction of Russia's own recent democratic trend enraged the man, not forgetting Putin's embrace of the ever so politically naive Donald Trump, who has made carrying Putin's brief into every aspect of his administration one of the few consistent elements of his presidency. None of which is especially about our last election, but an extraordinary warning for our future selves as we struggle on to build an increasingly more inclusive, democratically free America.